Hey, welcome to the Quick Fast Podcast, where you don't know who you are.
And neither do we. Well, my friend, number three, it is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep, it's a year from our first recording, so that makes this our number two.
Our second year.
We're going number two on you, number nine.
I wanted to get a kazoo for this moment when we mentioned that we've made it a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got the kazoo, so it's really anticlimactic at this point. But we know, and so do our listeners, that we've done a year's worth of pod. How many episodes has it been? Like 20?
This is episode 21, so we had 20 episodes in the last year.
Not bad.
Not bad. If there's one thing that people are doing right now, it's begging for it. Mm-hmm. It's going around like mad.
Mm-hmm.
People just calling up, texting up,
begging. Yeah, it's like the flu right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it hits you, too. When you're not suspecting it, man, it'll knock you off your feet. That's a Quick Fast Podcast.
Boom. Quick Fast.
That could be our new coin. Quick Fast Podcast. We're like the flu.
Yeah.
That could be good.
We spread.
Yeah, we're a disease-causing viral infection.
Yeah, we've gone malignant.
Ooh, give it to them. Nice. You're going to need a mastectomy to get rid of us. We'll get all up in your shit.
All up in your titties.
Yep. Quick Fast Podcast, all up in your titties.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Super Bowl Sunday, and we began our little journey 1 year ago, roughly to the day, when the Patriots were playing the Giants. You called Patriots would win because they cheat. I called Giants. Turns out the Giants won. Not that I knew anything that you didn't. It was just, you know, it's a two good teams make it to the Super Bowl, obviously.
They do.
So either one of them could win. That's just the way things go.
Yeah.
Now, we had a previous episode where we talked about football and faking it. I asked you, I said, you know what? I have some predictions for this year. It was the start of the NFL season. And I said, what are your predictions? And you were very AFC heavy. I'd like to recap this for everybody.
Okay.
This is from our episode, Faking It in Football. I said, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Immediately, you went Raiders.
Raiders, man.
You
strong
went
team.
Raiders. That is a team. They didn't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, there were a lot of upsets this year, I noticed.
Yeah, there were plenty of upsets.
And there's a lot of controversy out there that I think somebody was gunning for them.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. Well, after you made that prediction, they became number one on every team's bulletin.
I heard Vegas went nuts. Mm-hmm. That guy that is not allowed to place bets directly. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that CNN episode thing?
No.
There's a guy who's such a heavy bettor on sports that he's not allowed to go and bet specifically because he actually will turn the tides of how people are going to bet. He's a whale.
I heard a thing about a guy like that messing with this nutrition supplement company where he called them up and asked them about their balance sheets and how much actual inventory they can measure that they're selling.
Yeah.
And it caused their stocks to plummet because this guy has so much influence on, seems to know what's going to go up and down with the stocks. And so very interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah. I think a lot of that is superstition and luck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you see a person win. Well, I'm going to follow the winner.
Yeah.
Well, the Raiders didn't win this year.
No.
I'm not throwing in the towel on the Raiders, though. I think they could still make a comeback.
Yeah, next year.
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Super. Remember, like, WWF?
Yeah.
Like, there'd be two rivals fighting, and they'd be fighting for the championship belt, but that scorned third party, all of a sudden, ow!
He just comes out. Ric Flair. It sounds like Ric Flair there.
Yeah. Right? And he just comes storming down, you know, the midway.
And he does the chop to the guy's neck when he's not looking.
He slides under the rope. And then, he chops him. He gets the chair. He takes the ref out. And he just lays him all to waste. I'm thinking the Raiders are going to show up at the Super Bowl.
All right.
You know, in full Raider attire.
And just step in. Now, who are they going to step in for? Do you even know who's in the Super Bowl?
Well, it's unfortunate that I can say that I do. Because until yesterday, I did not.
Okay.
Now, I was actually thinking about this like, wow, I really still don't know who's in the Super Bowl. Good. I'm keeping things going.
Yeah, last year you didn't know.
I didn't know.
I said, who's your pick? You go, who's playing?
Yeah. And for some reason this year, I had an inkling like, I was thinking about this while I was driving yesterday. I thought, okay, Super Bowl, And for some reason, Ravens came into my head. I must have heard something about the Ravens recently. And so I was like, okay, Ravens must be in the Super Bowl. Then I get in the car and I turn on the radio later in the day. And it's NPR, and it's like they're doing like a quiz, I think, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or something. And they mentioned something about the Super Bowl and how the two coaches are brothers. Mm-hmm. And I switched it off immediately. Too much information.
Yeah, you don't want to have that bias.
I don't want to throw a wrench into something that works and functions so correctly, predicting someone who will not win.
Yeah, you're organic in your methods.
Right, so that's why I'm going Ravens for the win.
Wow.
I like the name.
You like the Ravens. Who are they playing?
They're playing the 49ers.
You are correct.
And I found that out today.
Okay.
I accidentally clicked on something and it had both the names. I was like, well, now it's all for naught.
Okay, well, since you brought it up, I am also going Ravens. Not because I like the name, but because I think their kicker is more consistent, and I think they have a little bit more big play capabilities. They're an older team. They got a little bit more on the line.
They got a good long game.
They do have a good long game. Their quarterback actually beat the Broncos.
Ravens can
throw
fly.
Like a 70-yard bomb when a lot of people thought they were done.
If you can't throw the ball, you don't have a bird mascot.
That's true.
Bottom line.
That's true.
That's really a good standard for the NFL.
Every team should live up to their mascot.
Right. 49ers should have a good rushing game.
Yeah, they got a ground game.
Yeah.
They do have a good ground game, actually.
See?
That's their strength.
I wonder if there's a little bit of a pattern here that number three is noticing.
Wow, that's deep. So, well, in addition to your depth that's on display now, I would like to talk about the depth in your predictions that you made on our episode of Faking It in Football.
Okay.
So, Raiders were your Super Bowl pick.
Yep, bringing up that old
I said,
rag.
Who do you think that they're going to play in the Super Bowl? Without hesitation, you went Steelers.
Yeah.
At which point in time I informed you that the Steelers and Raiders are in the same conference and only one of them can make it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So we marked you down for Raiders and the Steelers
in
the championship.
What I meant was, you took me a little out of context, is that it would be the Raiders or the Steelers or the AFC.
Yep, that's it. And that's what we got you down as, Raiders or Steelers for the AFC.
That's what I did. And I went 50-50 on that AFC-NFC just now.
Mm-hmm.
Now. And you just told me a little bit ago and I already forgot.
So, we put you down for that. Now, bad news. Neither of them made the playoffs.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
But I have to believe it.
Yeah, well, reality dictates sometimes. Now, here's where I want to give you a whole hell of a lot of credit. Your third pick for the Super Bowl was also an AFC team.
Well, yeah. AFC.
Yeah, it is a strong conference.
Love the AFC.
You're picking the Ravens to win. They are actually from the AFC. You went with the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
good team.
At which point in time I informed you that they just had the number one draft pick. They were the worst team in football last year, and most people think they'll be lucky to get a handful of wins. You called the Colts would be in the playoffs, and you, sir, were correct.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding, ding, ding.
Had you put money down in Vegas, you would have made a hefty sum at the beginning of the year.
Because
I did not see the Colts in anybody's preseason playoff picks except for yours, number three.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Hey, follow the whale, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're the new
I'm
whale.
I'm placing big bets next year.
You're eating all the chub.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your final pick was an NFC team, and you went Giants. Now, the Giants had kind of a disappointing year this year.
That's what I hear from you right now.
Yeah, I currently am saying that.
Yeah.
They also did not make the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's unbelievable to me.
They
to
just won
like
the
me.
Super Bowl the
I
year
know.
Before.
I know. I
so,
know.
So that one.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Remember Giants-Patriots last year. Yeah. So there were your picks. Now, here's where I give a little credit to me and also a smack in the face to me. I made clear my proclamation of Ravens versus Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I said I like Ray Lewis, one of my favorite players of all time, and that I also like Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Now, the Cowboys, disappointing year. Much like the Giants, didn't make the playoffs.
Raiders, man.
Raiders didn't make it either, right. So I might as well have gone Raiders because neither of them had a chance once Week 17 was over.
You said a mouthful.
I said several mouthfuls there. So neither of them had a chance once the postseason began. However, I did call Ravens.
Yeah.
So I correctly picked one Super Bowl team, which is pretty good because usually I think I'm dead on, and I'm not dead on at all.
And
so, there you go.
Really, the odds of picking one of the two Super Bowl teams is pretty low.
It's one out of 16.
Yeah.
16 teams in each conference.
So then to pick two.
And the Ravens had two upsets on their way. They beat the Broncos and the Patriots on the road, which were games that a lot of people didn't think they'd have a chance to win.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the Ravens, and that's why I'm going to stick with
them. They should have tried to stop the throw. I mean, it was obvious the Ravens were going to toss the ball.
Right. They are the Raven.
They caw. Fly.
Yep. Caw. Caw.
Like the Crow. Jace Brandon Lee.
Yep.
You know?
Well, speaking of Super Bowl, I think I know why you heard about the Ravens being in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There was a thing in the news this week with Ray Lewis, the guy who I mentioned, linebacker for the Ravens, one of my favorite players. He had a torn tricep. And supposedly there's a phone conversation of him talking to a guy who sells a supplement called Deer Antler Velvet. And apparently it has some sort of healing properties or testosterone boosting qualities, but it's on the NFL's banned list of substances.
Interesting.
And supposedly Ray Lewis took this to help recover from his injury, and that was a big scandal in the news. Now, here's the deal, though. Whether he took it or not doesn't matter, because the NFL takes time to explore these things, and then they issue a suspension down the road. He's done after the game today. He's already announced that he's retiring. He wants to watch his son play football at the University of Miami.
Okay.
And so he's already going to be retiring. So whether he took it or not doesn't matter.
Right.
He's already back, and they won't be able to punish him anyhow.
You know, and these supplement things, Tosh had a good thing about this. He goes, I think they should be forced to take enhancements because we deserve the best athletes that science can create.
Lance Armstrong.
And then he goes further to say that their life sucks after football anyway, and it really does. They're usually dead by 45, 50 anyway.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's juice them up.
Ray Lewis is like 37, I think.
Yeah,
that's still old. Playing. Oh, hell yeah, it is. Yeah. So, I mean, very impressive.
It's like a dog. You get a big dog, they die young, but you enjoy it.
Right.
And I enjoy the NFL. And I enjoy the players, but they're going to probably not last. Well, and that's okay.
They're taking a calculated risk using their body as a weapon for our entertainment every week.
Yes.
You
Some
know,
people's entertainment.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, you don't always watch. But it's one of those things. I keep hearing in the news, like, all this concussion stuff. And, oh, my God, can you believe there's widows and families of former NFL players suing the NFL because their deceased family member suffered brain trauma from playing football.
Yeah, that's the way she goes.
Duh. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? He's a linebacker. Junior Seau was a linebacker who smashed into a fullback every day of his life for like 18, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's like getting hit in the head with a hammer every day.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that extreme.
With a helmet on.
Oh, with a helmet on, yeah. So, of course he's going to have some brain trauma. That's part of the gig. And you're a big boy. You make your own decisions. Mm-hmm. And the idea of suing the NFL for this sort of stuff is ridiculous to me. People know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know they have a headache after the game. That's your body telling you that you did something that it's not built to handle. Roll the dice, baby. Let them fly. Let the die be cast, as Julius Caesar would say.
Exactly. It's not a good deal.
No.
But we make our decisions, and we can't hold everybody else responsible for the stuff we do. And my family can't hold, Chevrolet, Ford, or Volkswagen responsible for me getting in the car, getting in an accident, and having some kind of traumatic injury that they couldn't have foreseen.
Right. You or know. Can't control.
You're in a car, you're traveling at speeds that evolution never knew you were going to be traveling at, and that implies a whole bunch of extra stuff, but we'll forget about it. You just know, getting in a car, there's some risk of you not getting out of that car.
Calculated risk. The benefit is you get to your location a hell of a lot sooner than you would if you walked.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with football. You get to make a fortune playing a game that you obviously like or love. So that's the way it works. It's a game that so many people would trade their careers to play, risks included. So let's get off of it. You know, if a guy works on an assembly line or in a factory, and at the end of his career, he needs knee replacement surgery from all the work he did, he can't go sue the person who hired him initially.
Some do, though. Some do sue, and I don't know how those suits turn out.
But only if the employer was negligent.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of their case they're making, is that the NFL knew about these concussion risks sooner than they were letting on. But still, I don't even want to get into it. It's more of the pussification of America and the blaming of people. And that's what drives me nuts. People, we preach responsibility as a culture all the time, yet the first thing we want to do when something bad goes wrong is blame someone else and put someone in the corner as victim and the other person as victimizer.
We are a litigious society.
Yes, sir.
We're a country run by lawyers and attorneys and insurance companies who are basically just lawyers and attorneys.
And most common job in Congress, lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, it's really kind of appalling, but that's the way she goes. I mean, it's an odd reality.
It is. It is. So, well, there we go. I think that about covers it for the Super Bowl. You going to be watching it this year?
I don't think I'm going to be watching it.
No.
I have some prior engagements lined up. I might try to go four quarters of my own.
All right.
So we'll see what happens there. I'll keep our fans abreast.
All right, sounds good. I will watch it, but if it gets boring, I'll probably go to bed. If it stays good, I'll stay up and watch it. I'll say this. I do not like the kickoff time being pushed back. It seems later and later all the time. And if you're going to stretch this game out so you can get as many commercials in as you can, and it turns into a 4.5-5 hour game, that's ridiculous.
Oh, and...
A Sunday night, it's going to be getting over at 10:30 if you live in the Midwest. It's going to be getting over later than that in many other places. That's not a good move. I can't think that benefits the NFL. If you're going to push it into late night, why not do it on Saturday?
Well, why not just have it a holiday? Let's have Monday be Super Bowl recovery Monday.
Might as well.
Or you know what? We'll just do it. We'll start kickoff at midnight, you know? And then we'll just have it be a national holiday.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous, and it is. It's just to draw out ads, because how many pregame shows and how much punditry do we need before this game to have every expert on TV tell us who does this, who's going to do this, what combination of plays can we expect to see? Let's just watch it.
Yes.
Let's just see what happens. I don't need you to tell me what I'm probably going to see. That's like going to a movie, and before you go sit through the movie, you sit through a lecture about what might be in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Takes the fun out of it. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Well, the NFL had their Pro Bowl last weekend, which is kind of like their All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
More people watched that than watched the World Series.
Really?
Which was the championship for Major League Baseball. At least that's what I heard. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But if that's the case, it's making it pretty freaking obvious that the NFL is now America's favorite sport.
Oh, yeah. Well, who wants to sit through baseball? Have we talked about baseball on here?
I don't know.
Baseball is not exciting. Like, going to a game can be fun. Mm-hmm. I've gone to games and had a decent time. But I can't follow it. There's too many games.
There is too many.
It's not an action-packed sport. It's a lot of waiting. We already have cricket. Let's pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need both. So let's pick either baseball or cricket.
I think we've picked baseball.
Okay, and let's take everybody that plays baseball, shoot them in the head, and we'll take cricket and drown them in a lake. And then we'll just have a couple of extra sports. Like, I could watch rugby.
Yeah, I think I could watch rugby, but that's football.
Yes. So let's pick one there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's streamline this stuff. Get a national thing going. So we got soccer.
International
is what I meant to say. International. We've got soccer. International. U.S. is terrible at it. We don't watch it.
Yeah.
Although it's getting a bigger and bigger following. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, somebody's wearing a
soccer jersey. Yeah. The V-neck or the shiny shirt. Yeah, I think you're right. But if people aren't watching the World Series and they're watching the All-Star game for the NFL, which is usually pretty pathetic at a higher rate, this is America's favorite sport. Let's just make the Super Bowl Sunday a holiday. Everybody take Monday off. Why not?
You might as well.
Baseball's supposed to be America's pastime.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
Let's just face the reality. No one gets excited
about it. People wear their Cubs jerseys or their, you know, whatever team
they got a Yankee cap.
Yeah, Yankee cap, exactly. Yeah. Or San Fran, whatever. Padres, San Diego Padres, whatever.
We found a hat of them one time along the beach.
I tried to wash it and I ruined it.
Yeah.
You got to wash it. You're not just going to put a hat on.
You know how you can wash a hat? Little tip for everybody
out
there. Put it in the dishwasher.
Interesting.
Keeps the bill from getting folded up when it gets wet. You allow it to dry again. You're good as new.
Interesting, because I've got some dirty hats.
Yep. Put them in the dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
There you go. All right. Well, I think we've covered the gamut on the NFL. When you end with putting your hat in the dishwasher, we've talked enough sport.
You got to put your hat in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Get your head in the game.
Mm-hmm. Because...
Because... I'm ready for some football.
Okay. Hank Williams Jr. couldn't have said it better. Or Faith Hill or whoever sings it now.
Who cares? Yeah. Faith Hill, really?
I think Faith Hill sings it. I think she does.
We got a woman singing the opening because football.
Hank Williams said some negative stuff about President Obama.
Well, he's allowed to because he has the freedom of speech.
Yeah, but the network who he works for decided that they didn't like that. And they said, all right, we're just going to bring in Faith Hill now.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was interesting.
Tough draw for old Hank.
I should bring this up. I think we've talked about this in private, but I heard recently that after the most recent space shuttle explosion, that the first joke was made about it, like logged on the internet, 7 seconds after the explosion. Nice. Now, you take something like an explosion of a space shuttle, it's sort of a national tragedy.
It is. It's a lot of money.
Oh, big time money. Nobody really watches the launches because they're just putting... We don't even know what they're doing. I'm sure it's pretty interesting stuff, but for some reason we don't know.
If you were a scientist, you'd be into it.
Yeah. Oh, I would be into it anyway, just because I think space is pretty cool. But
yeah, I think most Americans would agree with you there. Yeah. Space is cool.
Space is cool, but, you know, you can't keep track of it. There's no announcements. It's not broadcast, you know. So, but 7 seconds after a tragedy, somebody makes the joke, and I'm not taking a stance against that. But what do you think about that? That it only took 7 seconds. What does that tell us?
I don't know what that tells us. Here's the only thing I think it does tell us. I think it tells us that now nothing you do can be a secret.
Yeah.
If you're gonna put it out there, it can be documented on the internet, and then it's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to be the one to put it on the internet. Maybe someone said that comment to someone. They thought it was funny, and then they tweeted it or whatever.
Right.
Now it is out there forever.
That's an interesting point you bring up, and we host this podcast through a site called archive.org.
Yes, sir.
Among other sites. Mm-hmm. We host it in a couple of places, but that's our main hub.
Yeah, we filter everything through there to our Stitcher app.
Right.
And then through to our Blogspot, but we also use the SoundCloud page.
Right. Well, archive.org does something very interesting. For instance, you could go to a website of, say, the New York Times, and you could say, what day you would like to see in history, and it'll pull up a calendar and it takes snapshots of that website each day or whatever, and the dates that they have snapshots of, you can click on the calendar, so you could go back 10 years, what happened 10 years ago today, click front page of the New York Times. Maybe not 10 years because the internet is, right, you know, evolving.
Yeah, I'd say 10, probably safe.
But, and so it's doing that with more and more websites all the time.
Information is taking up a lot less space.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, you know, that the internet and the computer digital age has allowed us to do. It has allowed access to information, but it's decreased the amount of size it takes to store information.
Right.
So now you can archive and document everything.
Absolutely. And so, in one way, you do need to be careful. In another way, we should adapt to change. You know, say I said something about, like, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinions on Israel. And
like, fuck Israel.
Like I said, fuck Israel.
That old scheme over there has had its run.
Right.
World War II was a long time ago. Quit fucking over the Palestinians.
Exactly.
And let's stop picking sides, America.
Right. But then I was in Congress or some government agency in the future.
Let's say you ran for office in the future.
Someone gets a hold of me saying, fuck Israel.
Uh-huh.
You fucking Jew bastards.
Oh, took it up another notch.
There. Now, those don't reflect my current beliefs.
No, love the Jews.
But when this is played on the media for my campaign, mm-hmm, to just bring me down, they're not going to add that doesn't reflect my beliefs. Right. They're going to cut that
they're
out.
They're going to chop it.
It's just going to say, fuck Israel, the Jew bastards.
This is what number three said on Super Bowl Sunday 2013. Right.
Do you want this guy representing you? And some places would say, hell yes.
Right.
But hopefully you would say no, because that's racist and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it's out there, and it can be used against me, even though 10 years from now, I might have been enlightened on Israel.
You'd
I might
be a
have
different
gone
person
to Israel, and I would just think, oh, yeah, well, I was really wrong. In fact, there are things I think today that maybe tomorrow I'll be enlightened on and think, like, oh, I was really wrong about my opinions on that. That's happened with evolution, my thoughts on evolution. And I've always thought evolution was A-okay. But, like, my thoughts on theories of evolution have changed because I've been exposed to new evidence that's like, oh, wow, that's highly inaccurate. But then you wouldn't go back and say, this guy, he used to believe Darwinian evolution, that hack. You know?
I think what you need to be able to do, if that happens, is go, yes, I did say this and I did think this. I have now changed my mind because of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the problem in American politics is if you do that, you're seen as a flip-flopper and weak. You're better off just taking a stand, albeit an ignorant stand sometimes, than you are of being willing to admit that you were wrong or you've changed your mind or you didn't know what you thought you knew to be correct.
Exactly, which is so pathetic. People don't know everything, and people have opinions on things they don't understand. And they might be exposed to information that changes those opinions, and that's good. I want representation that will change their mind in light of evidence.
That is probably the best way that we could possibly look at this. Because everything is documented, you should be allowed to learn more and change your mind frequently based off of new evidence and new proof, because information is abundant. It's overly abundant.
Oh, yeah.
So that is really the change in our culture that we should have based on the documentation and the information that's out there, is be able to say, yes, I thought this, I said this. Turns out, I now think that that is wrong. Yep. And that should be looked at as an enlightened person moving forward rather than a negative thing.
Yeah, he's a flip-flopper.
He's wishy-washy. He can't pick a side. Well, you should change your side if the information and the facts tell you that your current side is wrong.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
You should be willing to be flexible and adapt to the reality that is around you. Not live in your own pretend reality.
Exactly. Exactly. But, hey, that's the way she goes. That's the place we live. That's the people we live among are the people that think that you shouldn't change your mind, that a man of stature will always hold his ground.
Yeah, I think what it really boils down to is if you change your mind, people think you don't have principles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about having the principle of flexibility and adaptability?
That's a great principle.
We don't have that a lot. It's just cold-blooded, hard-headed ignorance sometimes. Yeah. And I'm standing on this side. Why? Because I picked this side.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you come over to this side now? Not doing it.
Yep. Well, I drive a Chevy because Daddy drove a Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
I vote Republican because Daddy vote Republican.
Right. That's true.
Voted.
Yeah, he's dead now.
So, yeah, that health finally got him.
Yeah. What was your dad's score on his health quiz again?
Oh, I'd have to go back and listen
to
find out.
Was it 40 out of 1,000?
Something like that. Yeah.
I think your dad got 40 out of 1,000. But he's still alive?
The last I checked.
All right, well, good for him. Sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
Fuck that quiz.
Yeah, you know what? He is throwing statistics for a loop. Yep. Statistically, he should be way past dead. And he's got quite a lot of vigor.
No, zero's dead.
Well,
he's a 40. He's still alive.
He's still alive, but like the odds are stacked against him.
Well, you know who else the odds were stacked against?
Who's that?
The Baltimore Ravens when they were down to the Denver Broncos in the fourth quarter.
And you know who else the odds were stacked against?
Break it down.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders. That's where they're from.
Nice job, yeah.
You know, I had to work backwards. The Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, your goddamn
odds were stacked against them. Took out.
Yep. Yeah.
Unfortunate though that may be.
It's
and
true.
Unexpected as I thought it was.
Yep. But hey, maybe next year.
But my dad lives. Raiders taken out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfair on both ends.
Who could have predicted either?
It's a stochastic world.
Mm-hmm. That it is, my friend. Well, anything else to add?
Nah, I think we've run her dry.
All right, well, enjoy the Super Bowl. Well, let me take that back. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl when time with your family and friends, and try to make it into work on time, despite the late running game that we now have on our hands.
Exactly. You don't want the boss being like, Jensen, you're late for the 15th time this month.
Yeah, and you look at him with glossy eyes, and you're like, sorry, I had some people over for the Super Bowl. He's just going to chew your ass even more.
Exactly, and you don't want to remind him that it's only like the fourth day of the month either, because that won't make him happy.
It's early on.
Yeah.
Early on. All right, buddy, let's send him out. Check us out on Twitter, our blog spot, and on Stitcher, which is a nice mobile app for your iPhone, Android, whatever. Quick, fast cast. We're all over the place.
You got it.
And we got a couple things to tell you. Number one,
you do what the fuck you gotta do.
And you gotta remember, if there's no victim,
there's no crime.